Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. The teenager killed in an attack at her home in Talla in Dublin at the weekend, along with two younger siblings, has been described as a beautiful young girl who was full of integrity. 18-year-old Lisa Cash and her 8-year-old twin brother and sister, Christy and Chelsea Cawley, died after they were attacked and stabbed at their home in Rossfield Avenue in the early hours of yesterday morning. Counselling services are made available this morning at schools attended by the three siblings. Gardaí are continuing to question a man in connection with the murder investigation. In a moment, we'll get the latest from our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. But first, here's Garda Commissioner Drew Harris, who spoke about the killings a short time ago.
Well, obviously, most dreadful and traumatic incident leading to the death of two children and a young person. And just sincerely, the most dreadful incident. We are obviously now engaged in an investigation, and so it's limited what I can say in respect of that. I would appeal for anyone who was in the area of Rossfield Avenue in the early hours of Sunday morning, 12:30, if they haven't spoken to Gardaí already, they should contact my colleagues in Talla. This is a live investigation. Still very much we are conducting our inquiries, and obviously then we are liaison with the Director of Public Prosecutions even as we speak. So it's very much a live investigation. I would acknowledge as well that neighbours made a quick report to ourselves. We responded quickly. The initial Gardaí arrived, did tremendous work, showed great courage and fortitude in terms of their response, and they were quickly backed up by specialist colleagues who again acted with great professionalism and courage in dealing with the incident.
How difficult and traumatic the experience was for the guards involved and the community involved?
Well, I've spoken to some of the guards who initially responded. It has to be said it's one of the worst incidents that I've heard of or come across in my service. And we have put in place appropriate support for them, but we had also acknowledged very much the trauma visited upon the local community in terms of the shock of this incident and the subsequent grief, and that can't be underestimated either. So we are very much there, obviously, to support the community and to offer reassurance, but at the same time also I have a responsibility to look after my own members who dealt with such an awful incident.
Garda Commissioner Drew Harris. Let's talk now to our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds. Paul, as we've reported, one man is still being detained in connection with this investigation. What can you tell us?
That's correct, Brian. I mean, this investigation, as the Commissioner said, is still live and active, with a number of strands being pursued at the moment. First of all, the family home here remains a crime scene for a second day. The Technical Bureau are here. The specialist forensic examiners in white suits are going in and out of the house, carrying out a minute and detailed forensic examination. The Gardaí are also carrying out house-to-house inquiries in the area, and they are following up on witness interviews. There was a lot of people who came out on the street when the commotion began on Saturday night. There was a lot of people around at the time. A lot of people may have seen or heard things. The Gardaí are following up on witnesses, conducting interviews with a number of people, and also, as I said, carrying out house-to-house inquiries to seek other people. The Gardaí Commissioner there has now lodged an appeal for information, asking anybody with information to contact the Gardaí. And then, of course, key to this investigation is the questioning of the suspect in custody, and he is the primary suspect because the Gardaí say they're not looking for anyone else at present. He can be held for a total of 24 hours. So far his period of detention has been extended for an initial 6 hours and then for a further 12 hours. He's been extended twice, so he is in the final 12 hours of his detention period and undergoing questioning. We expect that period of detention to expire sometime around 6 or 7 o'clock this evening. The Gardaí are liaising. They're consulting at present with the Director of Public Prosecutions before a decision is made whether to release that man or charge him with criminal offences. As far as a motive is concerned, Brian, still no motive. The Gardaí still have no motive. In relation to the suspect, they have identified a history of conflict, but they're still trying to find out what triggered these horrific events in this area last Saturday night, Sunday morning. They know that, for example, the man was in a house nearby drinking before he arrived at the children's home here in a taxi, but they still don't know what sparked all this, what caused all this.
Family liaison officers from the Gardaí, Paul, are working with and assisting the family, and more broadly, counselling services are being put in place to try to assist, particularly younger members of the shocked community there in Talla.
Yeah, no, that's correct. We were down at the community school this morning, where there is, you know, a sense of silence, but an unnatural silence in the corridors, which is perfectly understandable considering the sense of shock and bewilderment, not just among pupils and friends and fellow classmates of the children, and indeed of 18-year-old Lisa Cash, but also among the staff and among the teachers, the special needs assistants, the teachers who actually taught Lisa, Christy and Chelsea. Psychologists from the National Education Services are in both schools. They're offering support to anybody that needs it. The local parish priest we also spoke to today has described this as an unnatural event for such a small, tight-knit community.
Paul Reynolds in Talla, thank you for that. Well, we are joined now by Parish Priest of Talla, Father Bill O'Shaughnessy. Good afternoon to you, Father O'Shaughnessy, and thank you for talking to us afternoon. It's one of those situations where really there are no words, and yet those of you who are leaders in the community really feel the need to come forward and try to offer some kind of comfort to a family and a community in shock and distress.
100%, Brian. I mean, what we're dealing with here, like your correspondent Paul Reynolds was talking about there, it is an unnatural event in so many respects, and because of that, so it's a very difficult thing to put into words to try and make sense of, put logic on it, or to give some sort of understanding to people who come forward needing a chat. And really, what we've been doing here as a parish so far is we opened up the church early this morning for the parents and children going into St. Aidan's Primary School and St. Bridget's there as well. Offering the church a little bit of space from a bit of silence and like a candle, say a prayer, and I'm around there myself most day having a chat with people coming and going. But it was really yesterday morning when I was preparing for the 10:30 mass there in St. Aidan's Church that the news of what had happened started to filter through, and it became very apparent very quickly of the viciousness of what happened here in Rossfield. In Brookfield, it was quite something else, and it's very evident on people's faces today that I'm noticing coming out of the church, and also the various staff members in the school as well. So it's a moment, Brian, I think, in many respects, that words can't really adequately give explanation to this, and it really is offering a listening ear, a shore to cry on, and a little space to say a prayer for those young people whose lives are been robbed from them, their dreams and their potential robbed from them, and really to be here for their mother and their family, and indeed the neighbours and friends in the days, weeks, and indeed the months ahead.
Yeah, 8-year-old Christy and Chelsea, correct. they made their first communion just in May of this year.
That's right.
And trying to make sense. Well, there is no sense that you can make of something like this to their classmates, their friends, the other 7, 8, 10-year-olds.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why, you know, this morning it's been great to see the Department of Education and indeed also personnel from the Archdiocese of Dublin offering resources and personnel to help the schools here deal with this extraordinary crisis. I mean, even hearing and seeing the little faces of some of the kids going into school this morning, they're very much aware of that something dreadful has happened in the area. And so many of them now who sat beside the likes of little Chelsea and Christy, and their classmates are not there this morning. And that's no joke of a situation to try to explain it to a child. And it really is just friends and neighbours offering literally a cup of tea and a chat that where that's going to really, please God, help them in the weeks and months ahead.
Yeah, how important, Father O'Shaughnessy, is that sense of community spirit, you know, particularly to support the mum in this case, the wider family, and you know, so many people who are just numb as a result of what's
correct.
Happened.
I mean, just about an hour and a half ago, I was just inside the church there, and I spoke to one of the neighbours who witnessed the immediate aftermath of what happened there in Oswego. She's only two doors away. And to be honest, she was completely, she wasn't able to talk, and she just broke down, and all he could offer the woman was a hug and to say, we're here for you and for a chat. And it'll be the same for their mother, who, you know, even trying to think about what she faced and what she's going to have to face is quite something else. And that is really where the community, friends and neighbours, rallying around together is going to have a huge part to play in this, including the parish, our parish team and the pastor council here. It's a community effort. There's no one person here. This is about the community coming together.
Well, our thoughts and prayers are very much with the family and with the community in Tala. And thank you for talking to us, Father
You're welcome.
Father Bill O'Shaughnessy there, parish priest of Tala.